Wesco Home Furnishings has the best furniture at the best prices every day. With 12 area stores, it's easy to shop. Visit WescoHomeFurnishings.com for locations and to shop our brands.
Morning News Watch is a service of MakeJomoGrow.com. Would you like to see Joplin grow? Sign the petition today at MakeJomoGrow.com. KZRG News Time, 7:11. It's 38 in Neosho, 38 in Webb City, 39 in Joplin, here at the KZRG 24-Hour Storm Center. And it is severe weather preparedness week. We've been talking about ways to keep yourself safe, your family safe, from what to expect when a tornado warning is issued, to just being ready with your storm shelter and the things that you need.
Yeah,
in those shelters.
We've been talking a lot about what happens when you're at home, but what happens when you're in school? So we're joined here by Interim Superintendent Dr. Norm Ritter of Joplin School. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So whenever you, when I was in school, we had a different protocol when severe weather came into focus. Living outside of St. Louis, we would go into the hallways and we would get down on the floor and you'd put your hands over your head and hope for the best. After the Joplin tornado, we saw the video of what happens to those hallways, and that changed everything.
That's correct. Basically, we're going to be participating in a community-wide tornado drill tomorrow at 10. And we have safe rooms, and we're going to be practicing and drilling using the safe rooms as far as tornado warnings and things like that. We are struggling a little bit with the safe rooms as far as tornado watches. We're trying to staff the safe rooms, but nobody's showing up for the watches. Mm-hmm. However, when you get a warning, then everyone's there.
Then
they're going to start showing up. But we really haven't had that. So that's really the only thing that's kind of out there as far as the safe rooms. But as far as the kids and participating in drills, we're right on top of that.
So what happens? So when a tornado warning is issued during the school day, that's when the kids would file into the into the storm shelters.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And how long does it take for that process?
Well, it doesn't take very long at all, because the kids, of course, there's still a semblance and a feeling and a fear around that. So,
right.
And they're very quiet and they move. And so basically, that's true for all of our drills.
So all the Joplin schools have storm shelters now?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'd call them, yeah, I guess they're storm shelters.
Now, are those open to the public during school hours if there is a tornado warning?
Yes, they are. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Just curious. I wasn't sure if that's how it worked and everything.
Yeah, there's no way we can deny that. That they're there for the neighborhood as well as the schools.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So whenever a tornado warning is issued, there will be somebody there at the school to let people in?
That's correct. Now, what we're struggling with is finding neighborhood people willing to volunteer for tornado watches.
Okay. Right.
But the warning, I think we're going to be okay.
Well, because a watch can go 4, 6, 8 hours.
It goes 12 hours.
12 hours. Yeah. So.
Yeah, we're talking about through the night.
Yes, so. There's not a lot of people that want to come and set.
No. We really haven't had anybody show up.
So. Gotcha.
That's good to know.
Well, Dr. Ritter, while you're here, I wanted to ask, how are the students coping at the high school with the loss of two students last week?
Remarkably well. I'm really impressed with the students here at Joplin. we really don't have the extreme types of students that you experience in major urban areas. And these kids take care of each other. So I really think the responses have been very, very good. We've had counselors in the schools, you know, because these kids that experience these accidents are really popular kids, mm-hmm. and both in their own ways, and so the kids have been feeling that gap. But also, I think the faith of these kids, the families, is really rich, and so the depth of faith, for instance, in Nicodemus family, is just really wonderful. And so it's regrettable that this all happened, but to be honest with you, I think they understand life and life's journey, and everybody's been responding really well for that.
Well, good. That's good to hear. I know they were both really great kids.
They really are. They really were. And in their own way, all their lives they were giving. And so that's really very, very exciting and to see. And they're good role models. And so it's really sad that this happened the way it did.
Mm-hmm. How are the schools doing these days? We haven't had you in for a while. What's the latest status on, on everything going on.
I think everything's pretty much in place as it should be, as far as everything's focused on the classroom. The teachers are feeling good support. We have very good teachers, very talented teachers. The students are beginning to understand what it means to work and what the engagement's all about. And really an appetite to learn is in place. And so we've really shifted the central office to where it's an office of support. And no way are we trying to control, because really the classroom teacher and the student are really in charge of their education. And so really, the more we have local control and the more we put that local control into the hands of the teacher, the more powerful and excited it is. And so that's where we're at. We're really right there. And really, we're kind of, the teachers are kind of stumbling with that because they're not used to that. And so as we empower and as we support and we encourage and really put that what I would call a system of always wanting to get better in
right.
place. And that's really all of us want that. And so we have that pretty well in place. So the new superintendent, I've been working with her. She's going to start April 1st, and it's going to be a very seamless move. And we'll be able to overlap for about 3 months. And she herself is learning the system. And so it feels very good right now. Very, very good.
Well, positive news this morning.
So what's next for you? What's your next position?
Basically, I need to go home. My wife and I have been apart for about a year now, because we did build in Arvada, Colorado, and our home is about 17 miles north and west. It's a crow flies from downtown Denver. And so I need to get back there. But there's a lot of opportunities. People wanted me to coach superintendents, coach boards. And Colorado is something that I'm looking at. But also, I've had a couple of firms that have been in touch with me to help recruit and hire superintendents for districts. And so I might do some of that. Another thing I'm looking at is I really like medical ethics, and have been serving when I was in Springfield, a little bit in South County, St. Louis, on hospital boards as far as ethics is concerned, end-of-life issues and things. And that's my background. I'm rich in theology and philosophy, so I might do something like that as well. So I'm kind of really going to kind of explore that for about 3 months and see where I'm called, and that's where I'm going to respond to.
It sounds like you have a lot of really great opportunities.
Yeah, it's going to be it's exciting. That's really what my background is. But my wife and I need to get together and enjoy each other for a while.
Well, I know you will be missed in this area. You've done a phenomenal job. I've heard nothing but great things. So.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun. To be honest with you, when you have good people, it goes well. You just have to get this right system in place for the people, and that's what we've done. And now, I think Joplin, and I really believe Joplin loves its kids and responds to its kids well. And so when you have kids like you do here, the future is extremely bright for Joplin. It really is. And so it's just a matter of understanding that and aligning it and just get out of the way and let the kids take over and the teachers take over, and it's going to be good.
Well, Dr. Ritter, thank you so much for coming in with us today.
You bet.
KZRG News Time, 719.